Avam Abeis. The next Memra, we are holding pretty much halfway down in the huge lines. Another Memra, again, from Rav Chelbo Amar Rav Huna. It's a little strange, just pointing out, I'm going to answer, just pointing it out, that we have a series of statements. We'll have four statements on this Amud altogether. This is the second of four, which is Amar Rav Chelbo Amar Rav Huna. Right, he had said before about the Hosea Yifsab Siya Gossel taking the big steps. But I'm just pointing out, strangely, that the last memory we just did was Amar Rav Huna. But there was no Amar Rav Chelbo. I don't know why. Did we hear
something?
No, he
says Amar Rav Chelbo Amar Rav
Huna. Oh, yeah?
The
Riff,
the Rosh.
I have a Va'amar here. You have a Va'amar, but that previous one, Va'amar of Huna, you have a Girsa there change?
The Va'amar is also not but it's the same one as it was before.
Oh, I see.
Okay. The
Rosh
have a Girsa
of Amar of Kelba. Oh, okay, very good. Okay, so good, so there you go. Here's a new member. He says, Va'amar of Kelbo, Amar of Huna, La'olam, always, hey Adam Zahir, but Tfilas Mincha. First, he should always be extra careful in his Mincha davening. Marsha says that's most difficult because it shows, I guess, the most effort because, as I'm sure you know, Mincha, you know, sneaks up on you and you have to pull your stuff away from what you're doing in the middle of the day to go do it, so that's tricky. Therefore, it's the biggest schuss around. Mincha, the Ramban learns Mincha from like the sun setting, Menucha, like the day's going to end and coming to rest. So, Tefillah's the Mincha, the afternoon prayer. Sharei, because look, Eliyahu Hanavi himself, Lo ne'ena, he wasn't answered when he prayed there in Har Carmel. Ela b'tfilas amincha, except because of his afternoon prayer. Shneimar, the pasuk says, Vayhi, and it was va'alos amincha at the time of the mincha to go up. Now, just don't be like it's a bit of an anachronism. The Eliyahu Navi ostensibly didn't dab a mincha because tfilas amincha was established like way later on. And like Vayashani, the beginning of Vayashani with the Anshin Eskadola, Eliyahu is before that. So when we say Mincha here, in the Pasuk, it means the time that the carbon Mincha, the afternoon offering, meaning that, I guess, the Mincha that would accompany the Ben Arbayim, the afternoon offering, would be brought up. And we're borrowing that term, it's like a strange drush exactly, that the Mincha being the afternoon prayers, that he did it, but it was that time. So it says, Vayi, Balos HaMincha, at the time of the Mincha going up, Vayigash, Eliyahu HaNavi, Yomar, you know, Eliyahu HaNavi approached, and he said, and this is what he davened, Aneni Hashem Aneni, like Hashem, answer me. What this double answer me business? Aneni, first of all, answer me, should tear to Eish min Hashemayim, that the fire should come and take my korban. You know the story with him and the water on his korban with all the other people, Baal, and, you know, Yizevel and all that kind of business. So, the big showdown. So he, at Har Carmel, so he said, Hashem, first of all, please, take my fire, come and take my carbon. And second of all, Vaneni, answer me, so Yomro, that they shouldn't say, Masik Shachemhev. They said, yeah, that was a good trick, Eliyahu, that wasn't Hashem, that was just, you did the magic trick to get your carbon taken off. And, you know, people, they don't believe things, even though all the proof of the world is a part of them, they'll talk themselves out of it. So let this be an effective proof that people should return back to you. And, fine, so that was it. So there, that's the argument why I should be particularly careful Mincha time, because you see it's like very auspicious, and to the Marsha, because that's the hardest time, the sun setting. But don't worry, Chazal didn't want you to take the other two tefillahs lightly. We'll have members now, they're going to say that Marv and Shachar is also important. So it says, Rav Yochanan Amar, Af tefillahs arvis, also, you know, Marv prayers should be, you know, don't mess that one up, take it seriously, make sure you can do it. Shneimar, the pasuk says, this is again a drush, like a bit of a stretch here, I think, but I don't say that, but you'll see. It says, Tikon tfilasi ketores, let my prayer stand up, like be established like ketores, I guess I'm putting the word like in there. Ketores is like the incense. Lifanecha, before Yoshem. Masa'as kapai, like the lifting up of my hand, should be like minchas arev, like an evening offering. But arev means afternoon, obviously. So the pashup chart of the pasuk is simply saying, let like my tefillah be like ketores of the afternoon offering, no marv mincha time. But the drasha is that the last thing you do in the afternoon in the base of Mikdash after the Ben Arbaim is there's the ketores, the incense offering, which I guess continues on into the evening perhaps. So he's saying the drasha is of arev is like let my arevit, my evening prayer, be like b'mkom the ketores that goes up last and into the night, and it's especially important. Sorry? They had it. Yeah, but this is, well, the middle of the day. But I'm saying the Torah is the last thing, because you can't, after Bein Arbaim, there's no more, the basement is shut for, you know, after Talmud Shul Bein Arbaim, the basement is shut for the day. So, that's it. Unless you're talking about, you know, yeah, unless you're talking about Arab, unless you're talking about some weird case. Like Arab case. Now, so let's, listen, what can I tell you? Well, this much I will tell you, that the reason why Maariv was established is not Bimkom the Ketores, that's for sure. It was brought down, we'll see, in the fourth paragraph, see, it brought in Bimkom, like, the burning of the fats and limbs. I don't know, it's hard for me to understand this drush, really. But in any case, that's Ryokhman's drush, to say, to emphasize the importance of Maariv. And Shachar shouldn't be left out, it also gets emphasized. So it says, Rav Nachman bar Yitzhak Amar, Avtila Shachris, also Shachris is an important one. Shneimar, the Pasuk says, Hashem Boker Tishma Koli Boker Erach Lecha V'Atzapeh, which means Hashem, like, in the morning, hear me, like, answer, hear my voice. Boker Erach Lecha V'Atzapeh, I'll arrange it for you in the morning time, and I will wait to be answered. The point, I guess, is that, you see, that you can expect to get an answer for Shachar's time. It's important, Shachar's is important too. So, also, therefore, are important. I don't know, it's a fine.